from the Honda North Studios.
Summer is finally here.
And we've got the cars you'll want to drive to your summer vacation destination, like the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot, and the all-new 2018 Honda Odyssey. Come test drive one today during the Reach the Beach sales event, going on now only at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome aboard to our Grassroots train. See, I'm still on last week riding that train with Duquesne, and we're still imbibing here this week. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess with you. It's Grassroots time here on The Rock Station, 97.7. And we're ready to talk local music and play you some tunes tonight. Presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. They present our opening segment of the night. And it's great to have you on board. I hope you'll enjoy the show tonight. We've got a wide variety of artists. And it's going to kind of be Bob in Utah shooting the breeze and talking about the music scene. And some interesting developments in the scene as well, as far as people trying to stand up for the music cause, local music cause in particular, here in Western Pennsylvania, in particular Pittsburgh. But we'll break it down a little bit and play some tunes, play some local music here tonight as well. Want to thank everybody who stopped by yesterday for the latest Rock Done Right tour stop.
Yes, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson and their 10-year anniversary down there in Glenshaw. We had a great time. Great to get to work with them. You know, we've worked with some of the other shops in the area, so it's a good thing to expand those horizons a little bit and have somebody down in that area hop on board the Rock Done Right train to stay on that train theme also. So good time.
Yeah, and the Rock Done Right tour continues, leading up to the band jam, July 4th. It's a Tuesday this year, and the Big Butler Fair, of course, has become a tradition over the 4th of July, and Shady Lady Productions has been involved the last 2 years with helping to produce some music for the 4th of July.
Yeah, we got a local music night out there July 4th. That's great. Rock Done Right tour stop, followed by fireworks. So it's an incredible fireworks show. The neat thing about this is the concert's free with fair admission, so it's a good day to come on out, bring the family out. You can enjoy all of the concessions and the rides and the livestock and all of the other activities they have going on there. Come into the grandstand, enjoy some good music, enjoy the fireworks. Full day of fun right there for the family.
4th of July, and there will be four different acts performing as part of this. And this is a pretty neat setup because you have the big grandstand. Of course, we're talking in the track area is where the main stage is set up, and it's set up across the track. But you can, the grandstands were packed last year. People filled in and just sat and listened to the music and then were there for the fireworks display. Or you can actually come out onto the field and get right up close and personal if you'd like, right in front of the stage, where you then also can see the fireworks display. So you got a couple different options there.
Yeah, we're going to be kicking the music off around 5 o'clock. I believe gates are going to open around 3. So if you even want to come in and set your blanket up or your chair or whatever and stake your ground out, so to speak, and then go enjoy more of the fair, feel free to do that. And we're going to be headlined by Cherie White this year. In fact, she's going to be our guest next week, so we can learn more about that. And also on the bill are The Shiners, Trotch and Sky, and Anger the Ant.
Going to be a great, great day of music and fun. And there's always some beverage booths out that way as well, so you've got two different options that way, too, if you hang back toward the big grandstands, or if you want to come out on the field, there's going to be some beverages there for you if you're of age. So it's going to be a great evening.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So that's July 4th, and then about 10 days after that, it's why we do all these things. It's to have a great party out at Cooper's Lake Campground, and we call it the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And this year there will be 20 different acts for the weekend. It'll kick off Friday evening, continue through midnight, and then kick it right back up again before noon this year on Saturday, right through midnight again. Going to be a fun day.
Yeah, it's jam-packed, a wide variety of music. You're going to get everything from acoustic music to hard in-your-face music this year. So we're going to cover it all.
That's right. Cover the gamut. And there's a lot of food and craft vendors out there as well. And, of course, the setting at Cooper's Lake Campground is just simply incredible. Really no better place to have a music festival than out there because of what they're able to offer. As far as for those of you that want to stay for the weekend, they've got anything from primitive hookups to full-scale hookups. There's going to be a lot of action out there. It's just a beautiful setting. They've got a lake. You can do some fishing in the early morning if you like. If you love to do that, they've got a beautiful setting. Bring the bikes out with the family. You can do some cruising. Everything's paved down through most of the area, and you can just have a good time. You can go get lost for hours, literally.
Yeah, you can. And, you know, you said the magic word there, family, and this is a family-friendly event. To the point that 17 and under are free. So, you know, we don't want to put a hurting on a family of four or five or whatever. I mean, come on out. You know, you just pay for the parents and let the kids in for free.
It's our fifth annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and four of the 5 years have been at Cooper's Lake Campground, and I've stayed in all different styles. I've done the primitive right up to the Mr. Bojangles Mobile, and you know you're comfortable no matter what because there's great shower facilities. They've got restrooms throughout the place, including showers throughout the place, and of course with the vendors that come in, but also they've got the camp store. So, you know, it really is just a perfect setting to come escape for the weekend.
They even have laundry facilities. Yeah. And the facilities are clean and in great working order, too. That's just the great thing about it. And, you know, you said you've done the whole gamut, including primitive. And I believe that first year was in the back of the radio station van. Yeah. So.
Well, that was year one at the other
location. That was year one, yeah.
And then year two was intense. And then we've graduated since then. So working our way up the big scale, I guess. But it's a blast. I mean, having just a fun time, a great atmosphere out there, a lot of people coming together and sharing music fellowship, and then the musicians that just simply bring it. And they've got a cool little natural amphitheater there where the stage is down at the bottom, and you can come, you can get close and personal if you want, or you can sit up top where the nice cool breeze under the shade is, whatever you want to do. And a lot of people are bringing their own tents and firing up grills. I mean, it's just a fun weekend.
I like up on the top, under the trees, where the breeze is, and also where Bob's cooler is. That's where I live.
That's where we hang out and make the trek down to the stage. So it's all happening July 14th and 15th. You can go to thebandjam.com to find out more information. You can even order your tickets right there. ShowClicks presents it. You can buy them right online, or you can stop by our studios here and pick them up on Pillow Street in Butler during weekday hours, 9 to 5. Up at Sloan's Guitar Emporium, stop up and see Dave. He's got tickets up there. Also down at Super Monkey Recording Company, the record store that he has down in Allentown, or any of the bands. When you pick up a flyer and you see all the different bands, everybody has tickets as well, so you can hit the bands up.
Yeah, you can maybe even buy tickets from the bands out of July 4th at the Big Butler Fair. So there you go. One-stop shopping.
There you go. We're going to talk a little bit about the downtown initiatives that are going on in Pittsburgh to really enhance the local music scene. And I think it's high time they really step it up and make a collaborative effort. But we'll talk about that coming up. But a gentleman who's out of the Pittsburgh area and has been involved with the old band Triple X and then Too Tall Jones, and we visited with him a while ago, maybe almost 2 years ago now, at least a year and a half, I think, since we last spoke to Freddie Nelson, and we played some of the cuts that he did with the legendary Paul Gilbert of Mr. Big fame and Racer X. Freddie has a brand new album coming out. This is essentially his first ever solo album, and he's been working long and hard on it, and it's coming out the first part of July. And if you just Google up Freddie Nelson, it's Freddie with IE, the Freddie part of it. Got a cool new song, and he's created a video for this as well. But this is going to be from the forthcoming disc from Freddie Nelson. It's called Hey Doll.
All right, and we'll follow that up with some Angel Blue and the Prophets. We haven't spun them in a while, so we'll throw on some Shimmy Shake.
Looking in the back, I noticed you were sitting alone. Suddenly you turned down. Shimmy shaking like you haven't got a care. Got the shimmy shimmy shaking, I'm thinking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy shimmy shaking, I'm thinking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy shimmy shaking, shaking, shaking like a leaf. I'm shimmy shimmy shaking from my head down to my feet. Yeah. When I was very little, mama showed me how to slide and move. Just a better thing, I learned the rhythm, learned the groove. Showed the shimmy shake to all of my friends. We start shimmy, shimmy, shaking it again and again. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistaking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistaking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, shaking, shaking like a leaf. I'm shimmy, shimmy, shaking, broke my head down to my feet, yeah. Shimmy a lot. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs away from low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistake it with your low down blues. Blues. Got my shimmy, shimmy, shaking, shaking, shaking like a leaf. I'm shimmy, shimmy, shaking from my head down to my feet. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, I'm thinking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs away. Low down blue.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks to Meat Locker Recording Studios presenting our first segment, and along with other sponsors who include Cummings Coffee and Candy and the Rock and Haven. And we move on to the next segment being presented by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. Drop on in and visit with the folks that love local music, because they have sponsored this show from the very date that we started, and now growing into the sixth year of The Rock Station, 97.7, and we thank them for being along for the ride. It's a very happy place right in downtown Freeport when you pull in. So.
Yep, I like that place. I find refreshment there.
That's right. It is a refreshing atmosphere. We appreciate you being with us here tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about, we don't have a special guest here tonight. We just wanted to spin some music for you in particular. And when we don't talk as much, we get to spend more music. But there was a recent survey, a traveler's survey in Pittsburgh that had been done. And you hear about, you know, the growth of Pittsburgh and really how it has evolved from being just the steel city and the old smog of yesteryear to a dynamic area that is growing with younger people. It's very tech heavy and is becoming so. I mean, it's really been groundbreaking in a couple of different aspects of technology, which is exciting. And when you look at the great universities that are surrounding here, and I mean the brilliance that comes out of Carnegie Mellon, for example, and all of the other great universities that surround this area, you know, you can see that. And I think the hope for the future is, you know, these universities are not only going to be training and educating people, but keeping those people here to keep the city strong. And it has ranked very high in a lot of aspects. You know, one of the biggest things you hear people rave about is you come out of the tunnel and you see this beautiful city that it really is, truly, it's a marvelous city. You get to see that when you go to a Pirate game and you sit and marvel on a beautiful day at the skyline. And it is a tremendous city, and there's a lot of things going on with the arts. And, you know, hey, we do a lot of things at Heinz Hall and the Benedum Center and see different artistic shows that are just fantastic. So why isn't the local music scene thriving in that kind of venue? And I think there are people that are trying to bring that together and make it happen, but there's a lot of minds at work, and I think everybody kind of has to try to buy in from the venues themselves where the people can play and the artists themselves. I mean, there's you know, we've talked about this in the past. There's a lot of tangibles involved when you're going to make businesses work, and in particular, the music business work.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I mean, all the accolades you just discussed, a lot of travelers to Pittsburgh, you know, absolutely love the city, gets high marks and everything, except one specific area, which it just scored very low, and that was its music scene. Mm-hmm. And that really, you know, stuck out to the people who are, you know, kind of overseeing activities in Pittsburgh and trying to bring, you know, a nightlife and money to businesses in Pittsburgh. And so they have a Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership that is launching basically an initiative to try and figure out how to create a music scene and make Pittsburgh a music city. It's as of yet unnamed, but as you mentioned, there's some minds getting together and trying to figure this out and what the dilemma is. Mm-hmm. And there's some articles out there that are pretty interesting, and they even reached out to a lot of people in the music business to kind of get their feedback on, you know, what needs to happen to, you know, to get Pittsburgh on the map, because we know the talent's here.
Yeah.
I think the talent is unquestionable. We feature it every week. It's just how do you get to it, I guess, seems to be the issue.
Really true. And, you know, I think our show is a perfect example, not to pat ourselves on the back, because we're just here because of the musicians. You know, we've been doing this show for over 5 years now for the mere fact that we have great music to play, and it has not dried up. In fact, we keep saying it. We've only scratched the surface. We only have so many songs we can play a week, and there's a lot of great musicians out there. We hear it constantly. And then when you put these different festivals that come together, and we see a lot of these festivals that have been bringing people in and growing in enormity, all across the area, and people get excited about that, and then the word spreads. Well, the reason that it's working is because people go see these great bands and the musicians performing, and they go, wow, I didn't realize this was here. Well, it is. And now it's just a matter of making that happen on a daily basis or a weekly basis at night. I know even the city of Pittsburgh has created a nighttime economy coordinator, so that there's places to go when people come visit, because people do come for work and business. And, you know, we've talked to a bunch of people that live in Nashville, for example, and you were just down there, and you can pop out of your hotel and hit a city street, and you're going to have unbelievable places to pop into to see music playing. Why can't that happen in Pittsburgh? Why does it just have to be a pocket, a business over here and a business over here, where you've got to go search it out instead of it kind of coming to you?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what they're trying to figure out, too, is how to get all of the, I mean, because the restaurants and the nightlife, those types of establishments are growing and building and thriving in Pittsburgh. They just don't have the music element to them. And that's what they're trying to figure out. You know, how do we get these business owners to buy into that concept? You know, hey, provide live music, and also maybe some people looking to start up some sort of a business in downtown. You know, hey, maybe we can get you to gear this towards some live music on a regular basis so that travelers and people in town have a place to go. Because, you know, there's a whole transition going on. Decades ago, people fled Pittsburgh, and now they're flocking to Pittsburgh, too. So the whole landscape is changing down there.
Yeah, and it's becoming younger, which is a perfect hotbed for music to be enjoyed. You know, there was an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that said, you know, downtown Pittsburgh is booming with what you just referred to, restaurants and theaters and galleries and living spaces, but is something, quote, of a wasteland for live music. And obviously,
it's brutal.
Yeah, it's not only caught the attention of the people that are living there, it's caught the visitors to the city. It's become a negative for them, thus going right back to that survey that showed the music scene is not there for people to enjoy, yet we know the musicians are. So how do we fix it? And that's kind of our thought process here tonight. And we're going to continue talk about things as we progress here tonight, but we want to play some music as well. And I think, you know, things have come and gone. For example, where our stations are located in the city of Butler, there have been places that have come and gone. There have been music scenes that have come and gone. You know, there was a great Friday night get together that started to build with intensity, and it showed that people will come to local music because they were packing a square. But then that went by the wayside. So now there have been other locations that have been trying to pick that up. And I think you're seeing that, well, no better example than Reclamation Brewing, where the Noble Hops Band plays every once in a while. I mean, you guys pack that place when you're playing down there.
Yeah, and you know, and I wanted to kind of draw some comparisons to that, that this really isn't just a Pittsburgh issue. There are a lot of just the surrounding towns and cities, and it's all kind of behind that Main Street initiative also to bring kind of that back and make Main Street vibrant again. But a lot of these outlying communities also, I think, have been struggling with this as well. And we know in the mom and pop shops in these outlying communities, the ASCAPs and the BMIs and all of the fees associated with even doing live music put you right out, right off the bat. I mean, it's right off the bat, you got to deal with that. And that's an issue.
It is an issue, and it will remain an issue unless you make your voice heard. And I think too many times we don't make our voices heard. But if you want to have an effort to work, then you got to be vocal about it. And that starts with our politicians, too. So, but we'll get into that as we continue. Let's get into some music and play some tunes here and talk about maybe some angles that people are talking about making it better, and how can the scene thrive and become successful, and people can be excited about knowing where to go. But first, some music. We're going to do a little semi-supervillains in their tune called Magic Touch. They've been a group that's had some success, really traveling all around.
All right, we'll follow that up with a young lady from the area, Amanda Noah. Man, we've been meaning to get her on the show forever, and I keep dropping the ball on that. I gotta reach out to her and get her on here. But I just absolutely love this song. It's called Easy on Yourself.
Just be easy on yourself. There's a lot going on. We'll get her on. Yeah, it's the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7.
Maybe stay. got a lot of thinking to do. So you grab another shot, try to push it all through your body. You never take it easy on yourself. You never take it easy.
Dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show on 97.7 FM and streaming as well at 977rocks.com. Don't forget, you're voting on the Grassies. The nominations are out. They've been out, and you've been voting. I hope you have been. You should be at 977rocks.com. Voting right up through June 30th, and our winner will be announced live at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yep, we are halfway through that voting, so get on it. Get on it, folks. Can't wait to see who it's going to be.
Yeah, give it a listen. I think you'll be mostly impressed, and there's a great sample right there, and it's all it is just a sample of what we focus on Sunday nights here on this Grassroots Show. But there were 12 nominations that were released, and I think if you sit down and listen to these songs, you know, one comment was made to me, one of the Grassy nominees, when they heard the song play, they went, wow, I thought I heard that song being played on your station, and I thought it was a national act. They found out it wasn't. It was a local act. And I think if you give it a chance, and that's kind of the theme of our next segment here, if you will, that is being brought to you by Bros' Superette. Talk about local. Talk about great meals and meat. You can pick it up at Bros' Superette, top of South Main Street Hill. We're talking about creating a music scene and what Pittsburgh can do in particular. And as you mentioned, Utah, other cities can do the exact same thing and make it thrive. How do they create nightlife and how do they make their music scene more relevant like a lot of other communities and cities have done? And I think that's by giving it a chance. Business owners, people. You know, you mentioned somebody, you know, making comment that, oh, people only want to go out to a bar and hear cover music. Well, if they don't give local music a chance and give an opportunity or give an ear, lend an ear to the remarkable talent that is here, yeah, that's something that will go on forever. But at the same time, when you look around and see the changing landscape of what's going on, people are starting to go, you know, you left downtown and you went to the mall. People don't want to go to a mall anymore. They don't want to walk around in circles for 3 hours. They want to go to a downtown area and see unique things, old antique shops, great restaurants, stop in and have a beverage. And if there happens to be some music playing there, give it an ear because it's probably going to catch your attention. In fact, I guarantee it will.
Yeah, and the quality's there, and I think it all starts with quality, whether it's original or cover music anyway. It has to be of high quality. But, you know, you said it best about 100 episodes ago or so, but, you know, every song you've ever heard, you heard it for the first time at one point in time. So even whether it's the 1 millionth time you were listening to Jesse's Girl, at one point in time you heard it for the first time, and the same applies to local music. Just sit down and give it a listen. Local original music, I think you'll be rather surprised.
Absolutely. You know, one of the stories we had been reading leading up to this show had a lot of great quotes. And Ed Travisseri, obviously, has been a long-time concert promoter, worked for DeCesar Engler and all the great shows that they brought in over the years. And, of course, is a professor, so he's a pretty smart man. He knows what he's doing. And one of the comments he made was, to make Pittsburgh a viable city for working musicians, there needs to be more collaboration. More collaboration among the musicians themselves. And I think you have seen some of the musicians work at making that happen. And then you still have the bands out there that just don't get that part of it. You know, we've talked about how bands really need to make themselves their own business. And at the same time, in order to work, you find businesses that thrive work with other businesses because it's going to benefit them in the end.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things about this initiative, too, you know, speaking of business, is creating this musical culture that will allow a musician to make a living in the city, too, to allow a musician to get paid what, you know, what they deserve to be paid and thrive at that as well. So it's, you know, they're looking at it from a big picture, but then they're considering all of these different elements to it. The business owners themselves, musicians as well, but also the people who live in the city and the people who are visiting the city. Who, you know, obviously have made their thoughts known on this by saying, yeah, Pittsburgh has no music scene, or there's nowhere to go. The infrastructure isn't in place to go and see live music. And, you know, one of the comments, too, was Pittsburgh is really kind of a small city. It's compact. You can walk around and move about the city very easily. And as you do this, there's just no music anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you look at places to go in the city of Pittsburgh, you can talk about a couple of different areas that there's a concentration of places to go, and that's anything from shopping to eating. You could add a couple of music venues where that's part of that hotbed, and so people will make it a destination when they go to stay at this particular area. They know they're going to walk out the door and go to this great restaurant. They're going to walk out the other side of the door and hear great music because it's a great venue. So, you know, Chip Demonic made comment in one of the surveys, more smart venue owners who want to be ahead of the curve. Well, we've witnessed a lot of different locations being ahead of the curve by adding music. And it can be as simple as just acoustic music. But at the same time, there should be venues that are willing to bring and pay for people to come in. And then that flip turns around to the people that are attending have to be willing to donate a dollar too. You know, you've made the comment many times in the past. You watch somebody go over and throw a $10 bill into a jukebox, you know, the digital jukebox nowadays, to play something that they're going to hear constantly over and over, and then complain about that to a radio station because they hear it too much. But yet they won't pay $5 to see live local original music. And, yeah. And many times, those musicians, too, not only doing their live stuff, they know how to make a you know, a good musician knows how to buy in, get an audience to buy into them. They're going to play some covers too.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you go back to the quality. One of the comments, common themes through here is you get what you pay for as well. So if you want quality music, you got to pay for it. And that includes good sound as well. It has to sound good. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to sit there while they're spending their hard-earned money out for dinner or whatever and be tortured by, you know, crappy sound or a crappy sounding band even, because unfortunately there are some of them, but keep practicing, you'll get there. But I mean, you know, you have to, and like Chip said, be smart business owner in regard to this. And another thing too, you know, venues have to, well, I think overall, where's the promotion for this come from? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it falls on the band. A lot of club owners, venue owners expect the band to bring all the people in for them. Mm-hmm. And it's got to work. It's got to be bigger than that. And not just the band's promoting and the venue's promoting, but this Pittsburgh initiative, they need to get everybody on board. The media, we've heard this often on our show, that a lot of media just doesn't support the scene here. You're not hearing about it on the television stations and other radio stations and not a whole lot of in print other than, you know, certain publications that are geared towards that. So if everybody climbed on board with this, there's a possibility to make something fly here.
And I think that's an important part, you know, part in point you're making. And that's radio stations, for example. You know, I think we've been proactive in opening up our eyes to what the listener wants to hear. You know, how many times you've heard people complain about radio. And I've lived in this area for 50 years. And I've watched the Pittsburgh radio market go from something that was really cool stuff to basically garbage, and I would rather go pay for my music. It went full circle with that aspect, and we've tried to open our ears to say, what do people really want to hear, and why aren't you playing this particular thing? You know, Jay Wiley of the Hawkeyes made comment in one interview I read, and he says, why aren't people playing people like the Drive-By Truckers and Sturgill Simpson? They're winning awards, yet media doesn't touch them. So how do you keep your eyes closed to what the people around you are saying? Doesn't it benefit you to welcome those people to be a part of your cause?
And I think that's the line that's drawn between the local and the big guys. And, you know, a local station like you can be responsive to what people want to hear versus a lot of the other stations that are, I guess, corporately controlled by other entities. You know, there's a homogenization that has taken place in many facets of our society. So everything sounds the same, looks the same. Da, da, da. I think people are revolting against that. And, you know, I'm not knocking cover bands, but that's, you know, certainly that sort of fits into that model. Mm-hmm. And there's been a decline in people coming out to see cover bands. I'm not saying it should be that way, but I think that's because they're realizing they can get something new, something fresh, something very quality produced in the local music scene. You know, you mentioned my going down to Nashville. Yeah, certainly. You go down on the tourist drag, the main drag down there, like I had mentioned, every band was playing cover songs, and they weren't even slipping in one of their own songs. It was all cover songs, and the set list was almost the same from venue to venue to venue. Yep, they were making a lot of money off of that. The tourists were coming in, and they were all bebopping to recognizable songs, and money was being made off of that. But you could also hit off of the main drag into some of these little corner places and places that catered to the original music, and guess what? They were just as packed, just as full. Mm-hmm. It was just a different kind of audience, people who maybe had a little bit more respect for the music and were actually listening and paying attention, and that's where I think a real heart and soul was being laid out.
Yeah, and I think it becomes to the only word that comes to mind right now is a cluster situation. People are tired of being walked around in circles like robots when they go to the mall. I think that's why malls are failing. And obviously retail has a lot to do with this. I mean, when you see retail businesses, there's a transition with that because we're an online society nowadays. But also because we are a social society, people, I think, want that interaction in more of a non-robotic fashion. When they go out to something, they want to be able to sit down in fresh air and have an open atmosphere. Thus, there's businesses right there that could take advantage of that opportunity and that thought process, and again, be ahead of the curve instead of falling behind it, and help with that situation.
There is an opportunity there. Really is.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to continue this discussion because we could talk days about it.
I think we're going to have to reach out to them and see if we can get them on the show here. Maybe see what's where they're at with that and what their thought process is.
Amen. I like that. Well, let's dig into some more music here. And the guys from Soul Alliance, they keep knocking on the door, so they found a hole in the door. Well, we're going to play their song, Holes, anyway. Soul Alliance coming up here.
All right, and I have found myself reaching back a little bit into some older music we've played in the past, and so probably my favorite band name of all time. We'll follow up Soul Alliance with Don Strange and the Douche Bears and their song La-Di-Di.
Candle burning in her sad letter in her blood to him. La-di-da, la-di-da. In the park, buried alive underneath the dankness of her heart.
When you shop Rose's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves. As exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Wednesday, June 21st, it's another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night. At Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn, $2 tacos, giveaways, live music, and the Gatto Harley-Davidson tent. On Saturday, June 24th, check out Butler Beer Fest. It'll feature the Noble Hops Band at the top of the downtown Center City parking garage. On Tuesday, July 4th, it's the Rock Done Right Big Butler Fair Stop, featuring Cherie White, the Shiners, Tarajan Sky, and Anger the Ant. Head to the Big Bother Fair. Admission to the concert is the price of admission to the Big Bother Fair, and you get fireworks to boot. And don't forget about our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 14th through the 16th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20. Don't miss out on the fun.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Time for our final segment. We are presented this segment by P&W Construction. I want to thank Bros's Superette, Rainbow Inn, Meat Locker Recording Studios, Cummings Candy and Coffee, and The Rock and Haven to help sponsor our local music show here tonight. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess with you, and getting geared up. I mean, folks, we're just a couple of weeks away, a few weeks away from our very, very special event, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. It'll kick off Friday night right around 5 o'clock. We've got some great music for the night. And then Saturday starts at around 11:30 in the morning. Both days go till midnight, so it's a full wealth of music. 20 different musicians, acts, artists, bands going to be there jamming the weekend away.
Yeah, you can check it all out at thebandjam.com. You can find out what the lineup is, the schedule. Click on the artists, learn more about them if you're not familiar with them. You can get tickets there. You can learn all about Cooper's Lake Campground, make your camping reservations. Do it all. One-stop shopping right there for the Band Jam.
For $20 for the entire weekend, and that's for adults 18 and over. 17 and under get in free. 20 bands for $20. So basically, if you're out there listening, and you know, we've been raving about how great this music scene is, this is a perfect opportunity if you've never stepped out and you've never gotten away from a jukebox, or you've only watched cover bands. Not that we're knocking that. That's your choice. Good for you. I encourage you to just come out and sample this and see the people that come out and enjoy this, the multitudes that will be there, and give these bands a listen. Give them 5 minutes to your ear, and I'm telling you, you're going to change your attitude on everything else you do in life, because these musicians are incredible. The statements they have to say through their music, and a lot of these bands, too, are going to do some cover tunes. So you're going to hear something you know, but I think you're going to hear something that's going to make you turn your ear and go, wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guarantee it. I guarantee it to the point of, if you go and you don't have a good time, you come talk to me and I'll square up with you.
All right. See, there you go. We believe in it. That's why we do it. That's why we have the Rock Down Right Tour. And, of course, just wrapped one up and getting ready for July 4th for the festivities for that. And then, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And the Rock Down Right Tour continues the rest of the year, too. So there'll be a lot going on and a lot of music for you to take advantage of. But give it a chance, folks. If you haven't done it, you haven't experienced a lot of fun. And the people that are coming to the Band Jam and have made that their tradition, as we have heard, have found that very experience out. You're going to see some incredible musicians. And, yeah, we get to announce who wins the Grassy Award that you're voting on as well.
Hey, we've had defectors from that other big festival that's going on down something in somewhere in the hills somewhere that have been coming to the Band Jam now. So we know we've got it going on. Do they.
That's right. We're not making this stuff up. You know, it's all about experience. So we thank you for listening in tonight, and we're going to wrap up the show. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Last month was Mother's Day, and today is Father's Day. And we're going to play a tune from a local musician who's going to be one of our performers at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. In fact, he's going to help kick off Saturday, July 15th, and that's Donnie Yozo, who is a tremendous, tremendous supporter of the local music scene and other musicians, and a fine performer in his own right. And he has actually written a song, and this has been around for a while, from what I'm understanding, that he wrote for his two boys, And so we'll play this tonight in honor of all the dads out there, because I'm sure there's some folks that will get sentimental about thinking about their own boys. But Donnie Yozo and Sean and Chase, my sons, in honor of Father's Day.
All right, and we'll take the show out with Charmaine Yvonne and her song Safe House.
And we'll see you next week on The Grassroots Show, right here Sunday nights on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm always gonna love you, no matter what you do or what you say. I'm gonna always feel this way when times are good and times are bad. When you are happy, son, and when you're sad. Whoa, whoa, Sean, my son, Sean, my son. Sean, my son, I think you're gonna need me, but not half as much as I'll need you. So together we can see it through, and when we don't see eye to eye, son, you can win some if you don't try. Whoa, whoa, Sean, my son, Sean, my son. Chase, my son, this song holds the same for you. I couldn't love either one of you more, and now the song is twice as good as before. And nowhere in the world there could be a prouder father than me. Whoa, whoa, Chase, my son, Chase, my son. Sons, the more you give, the more love you give, the more love you receive. Sean and Chase, my sons, let's go make your mama proud. She's gonna love you more than anyone can, and she will always understand. She'll be your closest and your best friend, and when you need her, she will be there again. Whoa, whoa, Sean and Chase, my sons, 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 I love you.
Thank you.
from the Honda North Studios. Summer is finally here, and we've got the cars you'll want to drive to your summer vacation destination, like the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot, and the all-new 2018 Honda Odyssey. Come test drive one today during the Reach the Beach sales event, going on now only at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. In rock, the Rock Station 97.7.
7-7.